Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing this back. Little Texas Blues, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Surak is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of Surak Financial Services, author of The American Dream Revisited. Gary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the evolution of the American Dream, and you were giving us a little bit of a report on how things had gotten to in the early part of this of the last century.
Well, it's interesting because it started to evolve. Really, the dream started to evolve into possessions, and it started with homes, and they started talking, you know, the American Dream is owning your own home. Well, the home builders like that
one. The first part of the American Dream was owning a piece of land.
Absolutely.
40 acres and a mule, right? That was one of the things. 40 acres and a mule, and we had the which is part of the manifest destiny. And of course, out of that becomes a farm or a ranch or maybe if you're in town, it popped up as you were a business. Maybe you even founded a bank. But that was all to serve other people. And then, as you say, part of the natural outcropping of that is a home, right?
The home became the focus, and that meant mortgages, and that meant borrowing money, and then they got very liberal with who they loaned money to and how much you had to put down. In fact, you almost had to put nothing down, and that really was the beginning of the crisis, and it did. It caused this country to go into a tailspin unlike anything I've seen in my lifetime so far. And really, so the American Dream, as far as they were positioning it, had came crashing down.
Well, what I think caused it to come crashing down was because the government got stuck its nose in the American Dream.
Oh, totally.
No, there's no question about it, folks. The government messes up everything. It thinks it knows what's going on, but the government is the root, the headwater, the absolute trickle out of the rock headwater of the 2008 financial crisis was government.
First President Bush signed a bill that basically made it, you know, really easy to borrow money.
No, Clinton. It happened under Clinton in
that
the 90s.
Too.
Happened in the 90s. No, the easing of the mandatory easing of the underwriting rules under the Community Reinvestment Act happened under Clinton.
It was under Clinton.
And
Bush,
I'm not saying Bush didn't help, but he did warn people about it. But that's where it began, because it got started. It was actually started before Bush ever got in office.
Okay, Bush 1 or Bush 2?
2. Bush 2.
Okay, Bush 1 is the one where I thought it really started, but that's okay. Point is, they got involved. And once they got involved,
the government is still government, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the bad thing about it is, as soon as that happened, the end was coming. You could see it's going to crash. We actually owned a mortgage business at the time.
Because the government then was also included agencies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which could
Correct.
Be their financial arm, right?
Yes.
And you dealt with those guys, didn't you?
Oh, we did. We owned a mortgage company. So we stopped doing mortgages when they stopped asking questions. I just said, there's something really wrong here. And I'm saying that
200 years of underwriting fundamentals were just thrown out the window.
That's when I sold my business and closed it down. I said, I can't do this. This is not good. Something is really going to be wrong here. So we literally, a year and a half before this all went down the tubes, we got out of it because it didn't make sense. I mean, we were loaning money to people that didn't qualify for, was unbelievable.
But that all the name of the American Dream. So in order to promote the American Dream, they ruin them. They damage the American Dream, right? That's what the government does. The government, in the name of helping, hurts.
And they certainly did in this case. They set people back billions and billions of dollars. But some people made money, just none that I knew. So they were in Washington.
Good. Well, yeah, it's exactly right. So what What else did you in this? I know there was a very important article. I know you've tried it. You've been promoting the transformation of the American dream.
Really well written New York Times article, and it was the best one I've read probably in the last 5 years. And I've really paid attention to anything that's got the American dream on it. I've read if I can find it. If it shows up in my world, I read it. And this article is well written because it traced the history of it and where it was originally, because it was a concept and that's what it was all about. You know, the concept of the American dream, the idea that people could achieve something, but it wasn't about monetary. But it's become so much about money now. And I ask people what the American dream is, and I can't tell you how many people tell me the American dream is about, you know, becoming rich and having, you know, a condo in Florida.
Back to the government, how much of the American dream for a lot of people is getting a disability check when you're not even disabled, or getting part of your American dream is getting food stamps. The 50 million people who got food stamps in the last 8 years, you know, a whole bunch of them don't deserve it.
Oh, no question.
That's part of the American dream.
Yeah, that's not this the part is, they wrote about.
This is a sign of the apocalypse, isn't it?
It is, and this isn't the part they were writing about. And this isn't the part that I wrote the book about. And
no.
This is the part that's...
But it's part of it.
Oh, it is part of it, Jim. And it's a very nasty part of it, and it's not the part that was ever intended to be, much like the mortgage crisis. It's not what you were looking for when you think about the American dream. It's not how you identified it. But it has become a part of that, and unfortunately, that's a bad identity.
So are you going to, in the next segment, are you going to be able to lift our spirits with the future of the
well,
American
dream,
Gary?
You keep talking about how bad the government
is. I'm counting on you, Gary. We're desperate. We're desperate for your wisdom. And I'm going to leave my cynicism after the break. I'm going to leave it on the shelf over here. And let you raise our spirits. Gary Serac, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called The American Dream Revisited. You're going to like it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.